Sometimes we wonder why we're doing this. Why is it that we sit these long retreats in silence, struggle with all of the things we struggle with? What's the point? So today I wanted to bring you a poem from David White that perhaps helps to answer that. It's called The Opening of Eyes. He says, "That day I saw beneath dark clouds the passing light over the water, and I heard the voice of the world speak out. I knew then, as I have before, life is no passing memory of what has been, nor the remaining pages of a great book waiting to be read. It is the opening of eyes long closed. It is the vision of far-off things seen for the silence they hold. It is the heart, after years of secret conversing, speaking out loud in the clear air. It is Moses in the desert, fallen to his knees before the lit bush. It is the man throwing away his shoes as if to enter heaven and finding himself astonished, opened at last, fallen in love with solid ground." Life is no passing memory of what has been, nor the remaining pages of a great book waiting to be read. It is the opening of eyes long closed. It is the vision of far-off things seen for the silence they hold. It is the heart, after years of secret conversing, speaking out loud in the clear air. It is Moses in the desert, fallen to his knees before the lit bush. It is the man throwing away his shoes as if to enter heaven, and finding himself astonished, opened at last, fallen in love with solid ground. So as we come to the end of our day of practice, we gather up all of the goodness of that practice, all of its blessing, all of its merit. We take it in for ourselves, allowing ourselves to be nourished, to feel the blessing, to know the merit of the practice. And then we turn and we give it away. And we offer all of this goodness, all of this blessing, all of this merit to all other beings, that all beings may be happy, that all beings may be peaceful, and that all beings everywhere may be free. So thank you again for your presence and your practice. Enjoy further practice in the night or a good rest, and we'll see you in the morning.